Good morning from the Financial Times. Today is Wednesday, August 26th, and this is your FT News Briefing. European drug companies don't want to be liable if something goes wrong with a coronavirus vaccine. And Americans are taking advantage of all-time low mortgage rates, which means good things for home builder stocks. Plus, Jack Ma's Ant Group might raise a record amount of money in its initial public offering. So why isn't it listing in the U.S.? I'm Mark Filipino, and here's the news you need to start your day. Drug makers around the world are racing to develop a coronavirus vaccine, but some are worried about the backlash if something goes wrong. The FT reports the European pharmaceutical industry's vaccine lobby is pushing the EU for liability protections. It would give drug makers exemptions if there are problems with any new coronavirus vaccines. That's according to people with knowledge of the discussions and an internal memo seen by FT journalists. The lobby is called Vaccines Europe. They represent big names like AstraZeneca, GlaxoSmithKline, and Pfizer. Drug makers are racing to get vaccines out the door, and with that speed comes risks. They said so in the memo. And so the lobby wants an exemption from civil liability. The European Commission told the FT that it was making provisions for all the EU's member states to compensate vaccine companies for high risks. Now, it's too early to know if the pandemic will lead to permanent changes in how and where we live, but for now, it looks like Americans want to buy new homes. Shares in U.S. home builders have surged to record highs. The Dow Jones Home Construction Index is an $80 billion benchmark, and so far it's up nearly 30% this year. The FT's U.S. capital markets correspondent, Richard Henderson, explains why.
Basically, what is happening is that there were tailwinds behind home builders and behind home sales, and they have continued through the pandemic. They dropped off a little bit, but then they've bounced back really strong since May. And in July, data that was released on Tuesday shows the highest monthly total for new home sales since 2006. So there's a lot of Americans buying new homes.
Now, Rich, some of this is driven by the fact that the Federal Reserve lowered interest rates this year. Why does that translate to more home buying for Americans?
So as interest rates have come down, that means people pay less on their mortgage. So interest rates were cut to just above zero in March, and the 30-year mortgage rates in the U.S. is now down below 3%, and it pierced that level back in July for the first time ever. And so basically that means Americans can spend more on a deposit for the home because they'll be spending less in servicing the mortgage. And if you add on to that the fact that people have been spending less because people have been shut indoors, not able to go out and have dinner or go on vacations, they're actually saving a bit more money, and some of that money, people believe, is flowing into new home sales.
That's the FT's Richard Henderson, who also told me that this interest in home buying spans generations. Millennials are in the market for their first home, and baby boomers are downsizing. Jack Ma's Ant Group has its sights set on going public. It filed the paperwork yesterday. And in the process, the Chinese payments company could raise a record $30 billion. It would beat Saudi Aramco, which raised nearly $29.5 billion in its IPO last year. James Fontanella Khan is the FT's corporate finance and deals editor. He's here to put this IPO into context.
Alipay processed about $17 trillion of transactions in mainland China last year. That's about double the payments volume of, say, Visa. Alipay makes mobile payments as well as investments in mutual funds, or it buys insurances, it helps paying bills. So it's slightly more than just a payments company. To give a bit more context, you know, Jack Ma transferred Alipay out of Alibaba a while back into an entity that was controlled by him. At the time, Ma said that, you know, he was trying to comply with Chinese regulations, which doesn't allow any foreign ownership of financial businesses. So it's a fully controlled Chinese company. Ma has effectively, through two entities, more than 50% control of the company. And another kind of key data point is something that we learned yesterday, in fact, is that Ant Group, which is the holding company for Alipay, earned $2.6 billion in net profit. So that's a huge number.
Now, James, Ant Group says it wants to sell at least 10% of its shares in a dual offering in Hong Kong and Shanghai. Why not the U.S.?
Well, that's a very good question, Mark. A lot of people were wondering, why isn't Ant Group listing in the U.S.? Well, the obvious and most immediate answer to that question is, well, we've been witnessing one of the most bitter U.S.-China trade wars in recent history. That's definitely one of the reasons. But it's not the only one. People we have spoken to close to the company basically told us, look, for the first time, one of the first times that you have the opportunity for a Chinese company to be both traded in China and in Hong Kong. And so that's part of the reason that that was kind of interest to them, because a key factor to bear in mind is like Alipay's business is China-based. So the idea of being listed in predominantly in China and in Hong Kong, which is next to China, is basically that that gives them the opportunity to be closer to their users, who hopefully, in their view, will become also their investors.
So James, does this signal a rise in the number of Chinese financial groups in Hong Kong?
Mark, it's hard to say if this is the beginning of a broader trend, but given China's kind of move into taking greater control of Hong Kong, we're likely to see more financial firms from China move into Hong Kong and definitely using the financial markets there. Another key point is, as we mentioned earlier, we have a trade war going on between the US and China, which means it makes it much, much harder for Chinese companies to get listed in the US. So Hong Kong becomes this kind of territory which allows them to get that exposure to international markets. So international investors will still be able to invest in something like Ant Group and Alipay via the Hong Kong listing.
James Fontanella Khan is our U.S. Corporate Finance and Deals Editor. Thanks, James.
Thank you, Mark.
And before we go, remember Napster, the company that allowed millions of people to share music illegally, disrupting the entire music industry, which was then shut down? Well, it was resurrected as a legal streaming service, and it just got sold for $70 million to a UK tech company called Melody VR. You can read more on all of these stories at FT.com. This has been your daily FT News Briefing. Make sure you check back tomorrow for the latest business news.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
Hi, this is Janice Torres from Yo Quiero Dinero. From a local business to a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America gives your operation access to exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America NA, copyright 2024.